The U.S. Grains Council corn mission team has concluded their journey through Morocco and Egypt and Jordan, and I'd like to get some parting thoughts from each of our team members, so we're going to kind of go round table here. And I'm going to start, Bob, first of all, tell me, just from your viewpoint as a corn grower, what did you see and what would you like others to know?
Well, I think the main thing is that the relationship the U.S. Grain Council staff has with all these people in all three countries, Morocco, Egypt, and Jordan. It's been a long-term thing, and they've gained the trust of these people, and it shows, and they appreciate what the U.S. Grain Council does, and there's great potential in every country because of what the staff is doing here.
All right, we'll move right along over here. Sparky, your thoughts?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to go on this trip. I've got to see personally what the U.S. Grains Council does. What impressed me that all these countries rely on the U.S., especially our economy. I think that these DDGs programs that we're doing in these all three countries are working well. They're at least trying things and getting better feeds, and I hope in the future they'll buy more.
All right, we'll move on over here to Joe. You're next, and your thoughts, Joe.
Yes, along with those guys, too. I sure learned a lot about the legwork that goes on in these countries for the guys on the ground here, and that's what makes this whole thing work for the U.S. Grains Council. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed with the quality of people they have working for the operation here, and just promoting our products and keeping everybody educated on what products there is, but there's still some work that can be done there too.
Let's move over to the Show Me State. And Jim, what do you think corn growers back home would like to know about your time over here?
Well, I think they'd like to know that we have spent our time well and that we're doing something that is going to benefit everybody back home. And I know all the work the Grains Council has done has been an important part of keeping our exports going and making sure that the problems or things that need to be taken care of are taken care of, and that it will continue to keep everything on a good trading partner basis, and that we'll continue to have good markets.
Mm-hmm. And let's keep on going around the table here, and next I have with me Jerry.
Yes, I think the potential for increased sales is there, and the network seems to be in place and working very well. We need to continue what we're doing to increase the sales, and I believe the eye-to-eye contact that we had with the end users will assist in helping that they would buy their grain from U.S. rather than some of the other choices they have.
All right, and we've got one more of our team members here. Darren, your thoughts?
Well, also appreciate the opportunity to get a chance to go and to see how the U.S. Grains Council works, the mechanics of it, and how they nurture our relationships with the people in these countries. I guess if I could send one message home, was demand looks strong, and I think that's going to continue for a long time to come.
And our staff representative, Shannon Schaefer, is also here with us. And Shannon, we've just asked each of the team members to give at least a parting observation, something they think corn growers back home would like to know about their journey through here and what they've seen. Any thoughts that you'd like to add in kind of closing out our trip here?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who was a part of this trip. These guys worked really hard on this trip. We did three countries in 12 days, and there was a lot to do and a lot of time spent on the road and with the customers that we service. And they really served as ambassadors for the U.S. Grains Council and for U.S. corn in specific. And these missions are important because they give our overseas customers a chance to actually meet and talk to the people that actually grow the grain. They're very important. These guys worked really hard. We're excited to get on the plane to go home, and I thank every one of them for the effort that they put in.
All right. Well, that's final thoughts from our corn mission team that just concluded their journey through Morocco, Egypt, and Jordan. And I would echo from my own perspective the same thoughts of having enjoyed the opportunity to be able to do this, to see what the market is like in these countries and what the Grains Council is doing today, and hopefully we've been able to convey that through some of the posts and stories and interviews that we've done, whether that's on agwire.com or on thegrainboard.org. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.